Oh, sorry. I'll be done in a minute.
Excuse me. Lonnie, while we're waiting, the material for the Democracy Now, has that been printed up and is it ready to be distributed before we break tonight so that people can have it to look at for ready tomorrow?
I sent it to you to look over, but it's ready for printing.
I'm supposed to do something with it?
Yeah, you're supposed to say it.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
All right.
Was there any other documentation that is supposed to be before people before tomorrow?
We're limiting it to 10 minutes total, so you can have up to 5 people.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's open.
Yeah.
But how many people are there?
I try to keep it. People haven't spoken before because we don't.
No, it's only for people
only
who have
spoken. That's right.
Right
yeah,
this minute.
Do that
yes.
Right now.
Zuberi, John Zuberi, could you guys pot up the microphone, the audience mic, because we're going to have some public comment right now. All right, we're going to have an additional bit of public comment at this time. If everybody who has to have a conversation could please do that outside, it would be very helpful. Can you please give your full attention? If all board members would take their seat and give their full attention to those speaking, we'd appreciate it. The first speaker is Jan Goodman.
Can I wait till people are sort of seated?
Yeah, and how many people are on the list? We have 10 minutes total.
More than five.
Then how many?
It looks like 7. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that there's one person who I guess already spoke earlier today.
We're only going to take people who have not yet spoken. So go ahead. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Jan Goodman. I'm a member of the KPFK LSB. I want to address a couple of issues about improving methods of gathering information so that we can improve our work. One thing is I would like to suggest that after each meeting, the PNB and then maybe also local members of each station have a brief meeting to evaluate the meeting and the positive things about the meeting and the negative things about the meeting in hopes of improving it for next time. For instance, evaluating the location of the meeting. Was it a good place? What would be better places? Evaluating how people interacted, evaluating the agenda, the order of the agenda, and so forth. Because what happens is we don't think about these things until the next meeting comes up, and then we say, why are we having this meeting here? Why didn't we have it somewhere else? But by the time the next meeting comes on, we're all thinking about something else. So we should be doing this after each significant meeting, especially PNB meetings. Another way that we should be gathering information is we should be doing exit interviews of all of our employees as they leave. This includes, for sure, all paid staff and unpaid staff to the extent that we can do that. And these exit interviews should be conducted both by management, general managers, et cetera, and also by members of the local station board for employees in their station and the national board for people such who are on the national, who work in the national office, whether those people are secretaries or executive directors. Doing exit interviews is an excellent way to get information about how the operation is working and ways of improving it, and it's almost the only time when you can get this kind of information. And people have said that getting an exit interview is a bad time to get information because people are angry when they're leaving, but many, many people are leaving because they have better jobs. And even if people are angry, we still need that information. We need to organizationally put this into our actions. Thank you.
Jan, who's next? Actually, because of the topic we just covered, we'll have Jane speak if she likes.
Maybe someone could get. Okay. Maybe someone could get her when we finished. I'm very sorry I wasn't here in person this morning. I had a deadline and I was working and listening to the stream. I was very upset. I did not expect to hear the dog and pony show that some members of our LSB have regularly taken around. Unpaid staff who continue to raise issues. We've gone over this. People have brought up charges of financial improprieties. We passed a motion at RLSB asking Lonnie and his crew to review these things and issue a report. They did. I tried to introduce a motion to have that report accepted. That report, they will not accept that report. They don't agree with it. People will not file grievances. I'm a long-time union person. I'm unpaid staff. I'm a long-time union person. I was active in my faculty union as an organizer and officer. I repeatedly told the staff that you have a grievance procedure. Use it. A vote of confidence with no list of what the problems are does not help anybody. List your grievances. File a collective grievance. But instead, we have some staff who are dissatisfied for one reason or another. They go to LSB members. They manipulate the LSB members. In turn, the LSB members manipulate them. We have an extremely ugly situation here. I am recommending to our LSB at our governance committee meeting Monday that we have a team come in from something like the Center for, dispute resolution, alternative dispute resolution, to assess what is going on. But we need to have people following procedures. We need to have people respecting due process. And that is not what is happening at KPFK. Thank you.
Dele Elamon.
I'm an internationalist from a pan-Africanist background. As an activist, I have gone to Northern Ireland in Belfast when that terrain was very, very dangerous in support of the people who were fighting on that land, who've been to Palestine. And so when we say that we need solidarity of people of color, nobody should be short-sighted that I am saying it should be us alone. Any attempt by any clique, particularly predominantly white people, to try to seize power in KPFK will be staunchly resisted by the people of color. I do not know the political agenda of those who signed this paper. I am not making any judgment. If there are serious allegations there, they should be carefully and thoroughly investigated. But if the attempt is for people to seize power and turn the situation in that station back to what it was, where the voices of people of color were not represented, it will be resisted. And I hope that the leaders of the PNB, I want to make that call again, that in the search for the executive director, in order for us to show ourselves in tune with the progressive momentum of these times, should not only consider a woman, I hope that a woman of color will emerge as the executive director of this network. But more very seriously, I just want to plead with you, the contents of this paper, I may not have a position on them. But for God's sake, as it happens particularly against our people, we are faced too much and too often with situations where judgments are made, where the innocence of people, instead of being assumed that they are innocent before they are proved guilty, they are assumed guilty before they are proved innocent. I hope that is not the case that we are facing in this particular situation. I have fought on every side of this issue when what is at stake is justice. I may not be speaking as a friend of the management of KPFK, but for God's sake, I think for the sake of fairness and justice, due process should be followed in whatever comes up in form of allegations against people.
Thank you. The next speaker is Lawrence Reyes.
I'm really surprised that I wasn't here this morning, but I had to do something this morning. But these attacks on the station, especially since the general manager has been an employee there, have been consistent and relentless. And it's because, make no mistake, it's because she's a woman of color and she has a certain sexual preference. And she has an approach to progressive ideas with a radical inspiration to those ideas, which have led to many great improvements that have been done in programming at the station. And in spite of these programmers citing the diminishing of our listenership, the fact is that those very entrenched programmers who are gatekeepers of this airtime, that is the result. If we're losing listeners, is because they're providing very stale and poor programming and irrelevant programming to those communities. I don't want to call them out by name, but I feel that I've been also confronted, and the people, the Latino people who are the dominant demographic in this area, the raids and the deportations, and none of these things are paid attention to by these very same programmers who collect the paycheck, and yet still provide, get on the air and you know, hog up all the oxygen that's offered by the station. And yet, you know, they play music and they have all of their manufacturing consent programming that they do. And that's why listeners are, you know, if this is true, and I don't know how they would even cite Arbitron ratings, because Arbitron ratings are practically irrelevant to the kind of programming that we do and to the kind of radio station that we are. We're not Clear Channel. We are not Clear Channel. We are not Air America. We are none of those things. Thank you for your time.
The next speaker is Fernando Velasquez.
For those of you who do not know who I am, I've been with KPFK since 1976, supporting with my money. Since 1979, providing with my labor, most of the years that I've been here, free labor, as a very committed volunteer, because I believe that exploring the causes, the roots of conflict is very essential, especially for those of us who live in this country that profits with the industrial military complex ever-growing business of that entity and getting people rally up to fight wars against people they don't know. And that family tradition, I feel they must be abolished. And it is because of that perception I have, the Pacifica mission, exploring the causes of the conflict, that I stand here before you. I was part of the hiring committee that interviewed Eva Georgia and a number of others, ended up with three finalists, and it was my choice, and I selected Eva Georgia. I've seen many general managers come and go, and this is the best one I've seen. Okay? And the fact that she identifies with the inclusion of all people, not just white people, but all people, she realizes that the airwaves belong to all of us, not just one social group or one social group of people. That's one of the reasons why I support her. And the things that I heard today are reminiscent of other fights, other battles that I've seen, other internal wars that I've seen at KPFK. But I need to remind you that when I came to KPFK, when we started doing the Spanish language programming once a week, we used to get an average of 9 bomb threats per week. We had to have the bomb squad coming to KPFK to sniff around with dogs sniffing for bombs, because we integrated Spanish. When we started broadcasting in Spanish, we had death threats coming to us. Now, some of the people signing that document are calling for the abolishment, total abolition of the Spanish language programming. And that's disgusting for KPFK people to do that. Okay? Lastly, what I want to say to you, I'm at this point working with Radio of the South, a conglomerate, a group of hundreds of radio stations from Europe and the continent of America, with the idea that it is possible to break down the borders to communicate with one another without having to depend on the corporate media and their sponsors, the big bosses. So what I say to you, speaking to you from my heart, let's work together wherever we are. We need to work together and we need to stop the bullshit, okay?
Thank you. There's another name on this list, but it's a person who's previously spoken, and we've today, and we've exhausted the time that we had allotted for public comment.